Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I don't know who wrote this. I did, but I apologize to the writer because I can't give a tribute to. I'd always like to attribute. But here's what the person wrote. The wealthy do it, the poor do it, and the middle class. Parents of all ages and ethnicities do it. Mothers are just as likely to do it as fathers. It happens to the chronically absent-minded and to the fanatically organized, to the college-educated and the marginally literate. In the last 10 years, it has happened to a dentist, a postal clerk, a social worker, a police officer, an accountant, a soldier. What it is leaving your child in your car in sweltering heat. Unfortunately, children do die. And that was the case with Justin Todd Harris, the Georgia father, who in 2014 generated international scorn and was convicted of malice murder after leaving his 22-month-old son Cooper in a sweltering car, and the boy died. I remember speaking about that case on this program to great length. Well, this week, the Georgia Supreme Court overturned the murder conviction, declaring the prosecution's presentation of evidence had been unfairly prejudicial toward Harris. His lawyer, Maddox Kilgore, had fought the appeal on the point an accident is not a crime. Now the DA has three options: retry Harris on the murder charge, not retry the case at all, or reach an agreement in which Harris would plead guilty to a lesser charge. There's also a documentary film about this particular incident, this case. It's called Fatal Distraction, and you can find it on numbers of platforms, including iTunes and Amazon. And I saw the review by the New York Times senior film critic, and he gave it a pretty good review, this film, Fatal Distraction. So we're joined on the program today by Justin Todd Harris's parents, Reggie and Evelyn Harris. Mr. and Mrs. Harris, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm sure this is has been a very difficult number of years for you, your son, and your grandson. I'm not sure what the last few days have meant to you, but we will ask. Maddox Kilgore is Mr. Harris's lawyer. Mr. Kilgore, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And Susan Morgan is the director and producer of Fatal Distraction. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
And Lara C. Thomas is the co-producer of Fatal Distraction. It was Lara who got in touch with me. Hi, Lara.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is such an important and it's such a disturbing reality. Mr. Kilgore, so the Georgia Supreme Court decided the malice murder conviction of Mr. Harris and the death of his son Cooper, if I have this correctly, it was at least partly engineered by the prosecution's insistence on directing focus during the trial toward Justin Ross Harris's alleged interest in pornography and pursuit of a woman and prostitutes he'd met online. The judge who wrote the decision included the words unfairly prejudicial about the prosecution's presentation and added this created the emotional environment for the jury to return a guilty of murder verdict. Do I have that correctly? What do you want to add to that, sir?
Well, what I want to add, I guess, is that this is how innocent people get convicted. When you have a judge that essentially gives the government a blank check to admit any evidence they want of a nature of bad character, and you simply put the defendant's character on trial rather than trying the relevant facts that go toward the charge and go toward motive, this is what happens. This is the recipe for how innocent people are convicted. And the Supreme Court of Georgia essentially called this judge out and said, you can't just let everything in.
Okay, you know, and I know, we all know, that there are many people who will say that is murder. You left your child in your car, your child died in very difficult circumstances, so it's murder. That's what a lot of people viscerally, how they react. But Mr. Kilgore, you've said, and I'd like you to follow up on this, please, an accident is not a crime. Speak to that, please.
Well, it's not. And that's not just lawyer talk. Legally, of course, In Georgia, an accident is not a crime. It is an absolute defense because if an act is done or something occurs because of an accident, or in this case, it's a memory failure, then there's no criminal intent. There's no intent to do anything wrong. There's no intent to do any harm. Legally, it can't be murder because it's an accident. And I think just as a matter of, an everyman understanding of the difference between committing a crime and something that's an accident, I think everybody understands that. You don't have to be read the law to know that if something happens without design, without intent, that's an accident. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that that's not a crime.
It's an interesting position for the court to consider. It's either or, and I think it's a very good way to phrase it. Mr. and Mrs. Harris, your son was internationally portrayed as a monster, and there's always real anger toward any parent who leaves a child in an overheated vehicle and the child dies. That's inevitable societal reaction. What are your feelings about your son and about how your grandson Cooper died? What are your thoughts?
It was an accident. And I mean, how am I supposed to feel? I loved my grandson with all my heart, and I love my son. And I can't blame him for an accident. And it was hurtful. Any way you look at it, when a child dies, it hurts. And especially when it's your grandson, it hurts.
And also the things that portrayed about Ralph that he allegedly has done is, we don't approve of them. No parent approve of them, but it has nothing to do with murdering your child.
He loved Cooper, and we knew that. We know that.
He cherished that child.
He thought nobody had ever been a dad but him.
Tell us a bit about your son.
Tell us about him. He's funny. He doesn't meet a stranger. He's smart. He's very, very jovial. He's just a good guy.
Friendly person.
The film that we've been telling you about, that is available on various platforms like Amazon and iTunes, is Fatal Distraction. Susan Morgan is the director. Lara C. Thomas is the co-producer. I'll ask you both, to Susan and Lara, to approach this question. So I read a positive review of your film, which is great. What was the most difficult aspect of sharing this story with a viewing public? Because Justin Ross Harris was talked about openly as a monster in 2014. What was the hardest thing for you to do?
Well, I'll start. Gene Weingarten, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, wrote an article called Fatal Distraction. And in that article, he describes how the ordinary person has a safety mechanism. If we describe someone else as a monster, then these accidents cannot happen to us, to you, or to myself. They can only happen to someone who's a monster. And I think that the hardest journey we've had to fight is the court of public opinion, because everyone believes that these accidents could never happen to them, but they happen with frightening regularity. During the summer months, 2 or 3 children die per week in the United States.
That's a really scary, scary number. Did you have an opinion of Mr. Harris when you began the film, and did the opinion change at all while you were filming it?
Absolutely. I, like the rest of the public, was subjected to all this salacious nonsense, many lies that were written about and talked about in the media. So, of course, I thought that perhaps he was guilty. But I talked to all the other parents that I have interviewed over the years who have suffered this accident, and I talked to Jeanette Fennell of Kids in Cars Safety. Laura and I began investigating, and what we found was that the events of the day of Justin Ross Harris's accident were exactly like the events of all the other parents. The parent is absolutely convinced that they have dropped their child safely off at daycare.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times in all the cases. Mr. Kilgore, so the district attorney has three choices, right? Walk away, retry the case, or work out a plea arrangement. Tell us what your thoughts are about that. And in the meantime, does Mr. Harris remain in custody?
Sure. Well, the first step is going to be the district attorney's office will have an opportunity to petition the Supreme Court of Georgia to reconsider its decision in this opinion. That's step one. Listen, we're not at all surprised at this result. We believe all along since 2016 that this conviction was going to be overturned. So we're not at all surprised by that. If there's any surprise, it's that the opinion was not unanimous. There were three justices of the 9-judge court, Supreme Court of Georgia, who, for one reason or another, dissented to this opinion. And so what the district attorney's office is going to do first is they're going to petition the court to think about this decision again. I do not believe that's going to be successful because the majority in this written opinion, it's about 135 pages long, and it's extremely, extremely detailed. I'd like to share with you something that I believe is really significant in this opinion. The state's theory in this case of motive was that Ross intentionally tortured and murdered his young son, who he loved very much, so that he would be able to get a divorce from his wife in order to philander with other women. Here's what the court said. It was not a reasonable inference that a man would believe that he had to kill his child to escape his marriage. The state's weakly supported motive theory based on multiple inferences was contradicted by substantial evidence that appellant Ross loved and cared for his young son and had never mistreated Cooper, including testimony from Leanna, who by that time had divorced Ross. Cooper's daycare teachers and Ross's and Leanna's family members and friends. The evidence was overwhelming from everyone who knew Ross that he loved, worshipped that little boy.
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Harris, Reggie and Evelyn Harris, I want you to have the last word. Please share with us what you think our listeners need to know, because I'm going to be asking our listeners to call in and ask whether they believe this was a crime or a terrible accident for which a parent should or should not be criminally charged. Convicted. What do you want to say, Mr. and Mrs. Harris?
I just want to say Ross is innocent of any charge of murder. He's innocent of ever wanting anything bad to happen to Cooper, because he loved Cooper very, very much. And I mean, this is a man who stops the traffic on one of the busiest streets in Tuscaloosa to save a dog who was laying in the street. I mean, he would never do something like that. Never.
Okay.
He loved that baby. He thought no man had ever had a baby but him.
I would like to address to all the listeners that one of the reasons we're doing this interview and other interviews is to save the lives of other children.
Oh, yeah.
And what people don't understand is they think, most people think, I love my child too much to do this. It could not happen to me. but it happens to judges, it happens to lawyers, it happens to anybody. Yes, and yep. anybody that gets a change in their routine, in their daily lives, your brain is an automatic power.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.